It's Radar Contact, a bi-weekly audio newsletter for subscribers to atccommunications.com. And now, here's your host, Jeff Canarish.
Well, hello and happy holidays. I'd say happy New Year's, but I'm about 4 days too late. And even though the holidays are now behind us, I'm just now getting over eating too much at the dinner table. And I'm sure you've been there. If you're like me, you look at all that food on the table and a little voice in the back of your head says, "Don't you do it. Don't you eat all that food." And then again, if you're like me, you go ahead and ignore that voice and do it anyways. And later you are sorry because you're so full and you feel so bad. It also reminds me, and maybe your parents said this to you, "Hey, if you're friend told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?" And the reason I'm bringing this up is every once in a while I get a clearance from air traffic control that I regret following. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. But listen to a clearance, a really typical clearance that we'll get going into Atlanta.
"Airliner 356, maintain 210 knots until a 5 mile final. You're cleared for the visual runway 28. Contact the tower at Juba 119.5.
So here's the situation. You're flying a Boeing 757 that weighs about 180,000 pounds. And 5 miles from the runway, you've only got about 45 seconds to slow down from 210 knots down to a final approach airspeed. In most cases, somewhere between 130, 135 knots, depending on what your aircraft weight is, but that would be a good average final approach airspeed for the 757. 45 seconds is not a lot of time to slow down from 210 knots down to 135 knots, especially when your airplane has all the aerodynamic drag of a bullet and you're coasting downhill towards the runway, so you're trying to slow down a heavy, sleek airplane into descent. It's not easy. And you can imagine going from that fast to that slow that quickly, you're trying everything to slow down. I even will sometimes push my feet down against the floor as though that's going to help the airplane slow, like Fred Flintstone sticking his feet out the bottom of his car to try to use his feet as brakes to make the car slow down. Do the same thing with the airplane, and it doesn't matter. And you know what? After I land and I'm sweating and I'm really, really sorry, I followed those air traffic control instructions. I said to myself, man, I wish I would have listened to that voice in my head that said, "Don't you do it, don't you do it, you're going to be sorry later." Well, isn't that a kind of a strange thing to say with air traffic control? I mean, if they tell you to do something, aren't you supposed to do it no matter what? No, the answer is absolutely not. If air traffic control ever asks you to do something, and it is a request, it's not a directive, if they ever ask you to do something that you know you can't safely do, you are obliged, you are obligated as pilot in command to not do it. I mean, air traffic control will never willfully ask you to violate any of the regulations, but air traffic controllers don't necessarily know the capabilities of your airplane as well as you do. And even more importantly, they don't know your personal capabilities. So you say to yourself, well, you know, I'm fairly new to this flying game. Who am I to say yes and no to air traffic control? Well, as I said, you know yourself better than air traffic control, and you always have an obligation to do the safe thing. So if ATC asks you to do something that you absolutely know is not good for you or your airplane, you are obligated as pilot in command to let air traffic control that you cannot comply. Am I saying that you should always blow off what ATC says to you? Absolutely not. In most cases, they're right. But if they push you into a corner that doesn't feel right, speak up and say, hey, you know, I need to slow down earlier. I will not be able to land if you ask me to maintain 210 knots till 5 mile final. I mean, have you ever stood on the edge of an airport and seen some poor guy try to do this? Have you ever watched a Cessna 172 come into a big airport going cruise airspeed as they cross the threshold? Oh my gosh, I got to get on the runway. There's other airplanes behind me and air traffic control told me to speed up and get on the ground. And what happens? Someone comes over the fence towards the runway at cruise airspeed, and they end up gliding down the runway about half the runway distance before they can dissipate airspeed enough to touch down. Well, not only is that not safe, it's not even legal. Did you know you're not supposed to land beyond the landing zone without prior authorization from the ATC tower, you have to say, request permission to land long. And if you don't get that permission or if you don't ask for it, you're obligated to land within the touchdown zone, which is the first 3,000 feet of the runway, or even less than that, no more than a third of the runway on very short runways. So listen to that little voice in your head. And if you have to make the command decision to tell ATC you can't comply with something, let them know. And of course, the earlier you can let them know, the more accommodating they will be and the more they'll be able to work you into whatever they were planning. Don't let them push you around. Be safe. Let's move on a little bit out of order this time to our question of the week, which we normally end up with, but I've got a really important announcement at the end, so let's go to the question of the week. There you are flying along in flight VFR with en route air traffic control. When you hear the controller say to the pilot of another airplane,
"You're cleared to cruise 7,000.
Now note he didn't say maintain 7,000, he said you're cleared to cruise 7,000. What exactly is that air traffic controller telling that other pilot? When you think you know the answer, scroll down on the Insiders page or click the link saying Answers to Questions Asked in Radar Contact. There you'll find a complete answer along with an explanation. Finally, an extremely important announcement. You know, last issue of Radar Contact, I said I was going to open up a members-only website for people who subscribe to the Insiders page. Over the past year, I've had people have a hard time navigating through the Insiders page. That's a lot of information all in one column on one page. And it seemed to indicate that we would do a lot better if we could have a dedicated website just for insiders of atccommunication.com. Well, I listened and just now finished this membership website. If you'll click the link at the end of this broadcast, if you'll click the link that takes you to the introduction and tour of the atcinsiders.com website, it'll tell you how to log in and then show you how to navigate that page. Also, please take note that in the email for Radar Contact that I just sent you for this issue, there's a temporary password at the bottom of the email that you'll need to log in. Other than that, all the explanation of how the membership website works, as well as how to log in, is in a video. So follow the link to that video and we'll get started. I think you're going to be really happy with the features. I think you're also going to be particularly happy that everything at the website continues to be 100% free. So have a great time looking that over. And here's the plan. In 2 or 3 months, I'm going to leave the Insiders page open for a while to give people some time to make the transition over to the membership's website. But in about 2 or 3 months, I'm going to shut down the Insiders page completely. And hopefully by then, everyone will have moved over to the atcinsiders.com members-only website where we'll continue our conversations. Well, I hope you enjoyed this issue of Radar Contact. If this is your very first time listening in, I'll let you know what I tell everybody who's been listening for a long time. You can always reach me directly at jeff@atccommunication.com. That's jeff@atccommunication.com. I monitor my email around the clock, except, of course, when I'm sleeping or flying. I think tomorrow I'm going to El Salvador, so I'll be out of the country for just a little while, but as soon as I get back, I'll take a look at any email you might have sent my way. If you're flying this week, I hope you have beautiful weather and favorable winds. And of course, this being the new year, I hope you have a spectacular new year. I look forward to many more broadcasts with you and of course seeing you at atcinsider.com. Until next time, I am Jeff Canarish for Radar Contact and the new atcinsider.com saying be well and fly safe.